This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. It's great to have you on. Well, 2025 is upon us. And before we begin to explore and experience all of that new music that it has in store, today's playlist takes one more bow to 2024. Remember, I already did one playlist like this with my guest Roger Muntu a couple weekends ago, but today I have a second DJ set of more of my favorites from Sierra Leone, Nigeria, South Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, Ghana, Ethiopia, and Côte d'Ivoire. And at the back half, I am thrilled to share South African composer, guitarist, and producer Mongezi Ntaka's new EP with songstress Lorraine Claassen, Polokwane. Mongezi joins me in the studio here at VOA, and together we listen to the three-track EP and talk about all that went into it and where it's headed into 2025. So that's it. That's the show. Now you just sit back, relax, and enjoy. I'm going to start us out with a mini set of jams, beginning in Sierra Leone and then moving to Tanzania, South Africa, and Nigeria. Here's Partey by Telem Uncommon Sounds. Well, you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here we go. This is Ololufemi by Jukes and Diamond Platinums out of Tanzania.
This is Jackson Vunganya here at the Voice of America, wishing you all listeners of Music Time in Africa a happy new year, happy 2025. Coming up is Emitandazo featuring Young Stunner, DJ Maphorisa, Suze Alkaline. Happy new year, Voice of America, right here. Jackson Vunganya, peace out, y'all. Of Music Time in Africa. This is John Tanza here at VOA, and I wish all of you Happy New Year 2025, especially to my listeners in South Sudan. We say Kulo Sana Antum Taibin.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Hope you are enjoying my special New Year's playlist so far and the special shout outs from our VOA colleagues here in Washington. We've got more music for you before we get to that second half of the hour where we meet with Mongezi Ntaka to talk about his new album with Lauren Klassen. But in the meantime, we got more music. This one is KC, Big Fish out of Nigeria, followed by Rema, Trio Mio featuring Bien, Stoneboy and Oxlade, and Tiwa Savage, and then Helen Berre from Ethiopia.
If I nearly whoop a $1,000, okay, now. KC, I swear to God, oh.
This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. And you just heard Yayo by Rema from Nigeria. Next is Trio Mio's Ndani featuring Bien out of Kenya. And speaking of Kenya, I just wanted to remind you that next weekend you're going to have a special guest hosting, Bill Odidi. You are. I want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy new year, a year of grateful to the mighty God. 2025 should be a year that we all celebrate to be together once again. For those who speak Swahili, nawatakia heri ya mwaka mpya. Jina langu ni Huba Abdi.
Solely because of you, I could find trouble. Yeah, God. Biggie bam, biggie bam, biggie bam bam, baby, baby, find me. My baby.
party. Then go talk, my controversy. I go love like I do. Then if it change the way I feel, oh baby. Pality, principality, I'm gonna rub up on you, but my own be say. I go love you like I do. Then if it change the way I feel.
Oh,
Happy New Year, everybody. My name is Mari Muniga. For those who speak Swahili, nawatakia kila laheri katika mwaka huu mpya wa 2025.
Yes, all right. That was Baba by Helen Berhe from Ethiopia. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather. This is Music Time in Africa. Now we're moving to the back half of the show. This interview was recorded just a few weeks ago. All right. So with me in the studio, I have Mongezi Chris Ntaka.
Yes, that's correct.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. So we were just on Africa 54 to talk about Lorraine Claassen's new EP entitled Polokwane. We were talking about your involvement in that. Why don't you tell us about this exciting news about Polokwane?
It's a pleasure to be here in the first place. And I've been, yes, on this show many times. We did a live recording here years back with Cuckoo.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Yeah, it's been wow. It's been a minute. Yes, we've done that. Then I've been back again here to do my own solo performances on the Africa 54 show.
The last one was the album, The Seven...
The Seven Chapters of Mystery.
Seven Chapters of Mystery.
Yes, you're right about that. Yeah, yes, that just came before Ubonga.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my sort of inviting friends, artists that I've worked with over the years just to join me in singing some of the songs I'd written, on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But here we are for an entirely different thing.
Yes.
Well, not entirely different, because as you said on Africa 54, you've worked with Lorraine for a long time. So that's not different. But what is new is that you guys went and recorded this album or this EP in South Africa. You went up to Polokwane. A lot of the inspiration was your own story. Tell us about that.
So, over the years, we've recorded... a lot of township music, with Lorraine. I've produced her, and I've written some songs for her, and she has written songs of her own. And we're getting to a space where we just wanted to tell more stories, because as artists, we also do workshops. We do travel and teach, do master classes here in the States, Canada, the Caribbean, and Africa, of course. So Lorraine had, said to me, I would love to do a jazz ballad. And so I mentioned to her, I said, look, it's a bit hard for me because I don't play jazz all the time. So it's not music that I'm just, writing all the time. So I said, give me some time, And so over the years, I'll say like maybe 4 years while I was still thinking about writing the song, I would notice Lorraine, how she would get into some jazz classics like Lena Horne, Ella Fitzgerald, Bill Holiday, at her house, when she's cleaning on Sunday morning. I'm visiting, we're doing some work together, and she'll be listening to all these beautiful jazz ballads.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I have an idea. How about, if we talk of this place called Polokwane, like a real story? And she said, okay, let's try it. So I wrote the song, and we decided to go to South Africa to record it early in the year. She and I traveled and we spent several months in Johannesburg. I got in touch with my collaborator in South Africa, J.B. Arthur, who's a fantastic producer, engineer, and arranger.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, look, can you get like several musicians? I need six, string players. I need an upright bass player. I need that. So he got all that together, and we got there at a studio called Dire Tribe that's owned by Steve Dyer.
Whose son
is
Mokane. I know.
It's a coincidence. It's a small place, right?
All right. Look, let's listen to a little bit of this and then finish what you were about to say.
Yes.
But also, before she starts singing here, Lorraine, for those who don't know Lorraine Klassen, who is she in one sentence?
The best of the best, the daughter of the best, Tandi Klassen.
There we go.
Babies, songers, vendors call you home. Ride along anyone, anxious to meet all of you. Lots of cool things said of you. Many places I've been. Warm smiles, sunny side is what they all talk about. Chiefs, kings, and queens love to chat around. Tell a story. This place.
when my heydays are over. Shangans, Afrikaners, English made you strong. Driving on dusty road to greet those of you. Behold the stars above the serene country hillside. Your moon shines. Funny bunny hopping for a little ride. Birds fly your skies, singing my melodic songs.
Music Time in Africa. I'm sitting here in my office with Mongezi, Chris Ntaka, the producer, a songwriter, musician, and all-around thinker behind this music. With me, the song was Polo Kwane, sung by Lorraine Klassen, just released on a new EP entitled Polo Kwane. That was absolutely stunning. Now, you were telling us earlier about that place, but that wasn't her story specifically. You wrote the song.
Yes.
So how come you know about Polo Kwane when that's a place way up north and you are from Johannesburg? How do you know about that? And what was the story?
So through my travels and my touring as a young musician, actually Polo Kwane, it used to be called Petersburg. That's what used to be called under apartheid in those days before the name reverted to Polo Kwane, the indigenous name. So we did a tour, my first tour with Lucky Dube as a 16-year-old. We did like the whole country. We went on tour for about 3-4 months.
Hold on. You were 16 years old?
Yes.
And you went on tour with one of the greatest reggae singers from South Africa of all time?
Yes. Because the whole band was very young. We're teens.
He was too, Lucky Dube.
Just barely 21.
Okay.
I think he was like 21 or something like that. And so this tour, we ended up in Petersburg. And for some reason, this place just, something stuck with me. The beauty, the people after the concert. You know, we left traveling to like another. And if when you listen to Polo Kwane, it talks about riding on the N1. Mm-hmm. So the N1 would be like I-95 in South Africa. It goes all the from Cape Town all the way to Zimbabwe. And it passes through Polokwane. Mm. So when Lorraine sings riding along the N1, so anxious, so eager to meet you. Mm. It's a real story.
That is really amazing. And those of you listening, well, you're all listening. Polokwane is, there's a video that they just put out and it's just stunning. So get on YouTube. It's Polokwane. And watch it because you're just going to fall in love with this song. Let's move to the second song of the EP. There's only three, so we're just going to...
There's
gonna,
only three, yes.
Yeah, this one is Stoyash. How do you pronounce that?
Sizoshaya So.
Oh, okay.
Sizoshaya So means we hit it this way.
All right. What are you talking about here?
So this is really inspired. We inspired by the Mahotela Queens.
Ah.
You know, but we brought in the modern sound, mm-hmm. you know, the DJs and my piano mm-hmm. feel. But all what we do, we are showcasing the township music and we just letting them know Lorraine Classen does it this way. She does her township music this way. Yeah.
All right, let's enjoy it. Who is that guy?
So that guy, his name is MMQ. He's the one that took over when Maswatini died, you know, in 1997. So the Mahotela Queens still needed that voice.
Oh.
So they hired this guy because he has that voice.
You don't have a string symphony here. What is this?
The traditional. This is this lady and the belly lady by the name of Notembi Mkhwebane. She sings the belly traditional music.
Okay. Is that a mouth harp?
It's a horn. It's a bamboo horn. So there's several pieces she did on that breakdown. There's a, mouth harp, and then there's a big bamboo horn and several... real-life pickup.
Man, this must have been a blast to be in the studio doing this. Let's listen to the rest. Guitar.
Yes.
Mongezi,
yes. And I wrote the piece as well.
You wrote this piece as well?
Yes.
Did you write the lyrics?
Yes. I wrote the lyrics.
That was really something.
Oh, man. I'm with Mongezi, Chris Ntaka, producer, composer, singer, guitarist. Originally from Johannesburg, that's based in D.C. and Joburg. Now he goes back and forth. And so we're really happy, thrilled to have you here at VOA. You've been on before, but it's always a pleasure. And you're always doing something new.
always something new. You know, the thing is that music changes. It's changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that if we can borrow from the modern sound, but then keep the tradition of information, you know, passing on this information, you excite the young people. That's why I'm always borrowing. On this track, I'm working with young producers in South Africa, Oskido and XYs. These are the people that are making it happen in the clubs. So I was able to bring them to the studio. I said, okay, let's work together with Lorraine Klassen, and I'm going to bring these other two ladies, Notembi Mkhwebane and Tunokwe, and this other male singer. And then the last voice that you heard, that was really some.
Mm-hmm.
That's an African-American person that I recorded at my studio.
Here in D.C.?
Yes, as a collaboration, so I can bring everybody together. So music's always in the melting pot.
Man, it's just amazing. Now, we've got one more song on the EP. Tell me about it. It's Tokoza?
Tokoza Station.
Tokoza Station. Where is that?
Tokoza is a township in South Africa, outside of Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to like Soweto, or any other township around the Johannesburg area. Mm-hmm. And that's where Lorraine was born.
Oh.
You know, she grew up there. And this is the classic township music that people have heard. The Hugh Masekelas, the Jonas Gwangwa, African jazz pioneers. So I wrote this piece as a tribute to Lorraine, where she was born. Oh. And it's an instrumental piece.
Oh, great. Let's just chill out, stretch out, and enjoy this instrumental piece. And I'll get back with you at the end of this song.
Yes.
Yes, that is Tokoza Station by Monge Zintaka, who is sitting right here next to me. That is amazing. You wrote and composed that. All of the music we're hearing in that song was original, like live music,
yes,
right? None of that is a computerized.
No, this live musicians.
And you wrote all the parts everything.
Yes, you know, I had J.B. Arthur, my collaborator in South Africa, arranged some of the whole sections mm-hmm. on this piece. Mm-hmm. But all the parts, everything, it's composed that just me and Lorraine doing what we do.
That is amazing. So looking forward now, what is happening with this? You talked a little about it changing hands in terms of who's going to be promoting it and if you're going to expand it. Are you guys going to take it on tour? Or are you going to do something totally different? Because knowing you, you probably got something else going on.
I think going on tour would be just appropriate because, you know, we haven't done that in a long time. But also, we have Gallo in South Africa, which is the oldest record company in Africa.
It is.
They started like in the 1920s.
Yeah.
And so they have gracious enough to say, look, we want to distribute this for you so that it can reach more people. So that's really very exciting news for us.
That is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you. And so they still have the catalog of all the greats, Lucky Dube, Black Mambazo, Steve Miller, Miriam Makeba, mm-hmm. the Manhattan Brothers, and everything. They still, you know, do that. And they're recording new artists, mm-hmm. all genres, like Maskanda. Mm-hmm. They do the African gospel. They mm-hmm. do the township music. They're still doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're happy and excited that they're able to collaborate with us on this. They're very, you know, gracious, and they moved quick. It's okay, yes. We can definitely collaborate with you
well,
on this one.
They know a good thing when they hear it. All right, so you're going back to Johannesburg soon to work more on this?
Yes, just to do more marketing and more few recordings.
Yeah.
We're going to expand this project.
Oh.
So this is an EP,
yeah.
Three songs.
Yeah.
But by the end of the year, there's at least about maybe 10 brand new songs.
Whoa.
That'll be the part of the tour, so we're introducing completely brand new songs and, you know, bringing the old songs as well.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, when you get back to Johannesburg, say hello to Lorraine. I hope she will be with you, right? Will she be with you?
Yes, we'll travel together.
Yeah, okay.
She's in Canada right now.
Yeah.
So we'll travel together. I'll make sure that I'll let her know.
Yes. And Bokani.
And Bokani Dio as well. Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
we lost touch. But I sang with him at his house, and he's just so nice, and he's such a beautiful piano player.
Yes, indeed.
I did not know that his father was the one that was such a big producer and had this studio.
Big producer with Oliver Mtukudzi, Mahube, Pinda, all those hits. And he, right now, his father, if you Google him, Steve Dyer, there's so many YouTube, Instagram. He's doing quite a lot of things. And he travels with his son, Bokan, here in the States mm-hmm. as well. They play together. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Yeah, okay. Mongezi, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's all a pleasure. And I thank you for promoting African music, which is hard to do because we're competing with big record companies around the world. So those that are dedicated to the radio shows, whatever you can do to make sure you highlight all African music, not just the Afro beats and Amapiano, all of it. There's so much of it. So you do really help a lot in what you do with your radio show. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that wonderful interview and music with Mongezi Ntaka. This is Heather Maxwell, and I have time for one more of my favorite songs from 2024. This is Double Jeu by Josie from Côte d'Ivoire.
Beaucoup de douleurs, mais c'était pas un cadeau. Là où il y a le cœur, la raison ne parle pas. Il voyait ailleurs, tu ne voyais que lui. Ah, tout le temps, et ça t'a supporté. Ah, et pourtant, je t'avais bien parlé.
des fois il trime, ah, il trime, ah, il trime juste pour un bisou. La gueule de plume, elle veut dans le film, elle voyage avec son esprit. Là où il y a le cœur, la raison ne parle pas. Elle voyait ailleurs, lui il ne voyait qu'elle à tout le temps. Et ça t'a supporté.
By Josie from Côte d'Ivoire, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to meet you again soon. Oh, and enjoy Bill Odidi next weekend as he presents Music Time in Africa from Nairobi. Also, a big thank you to Mongezi Ntaka for coming on the show and sharing his music with Lorraine Klassen. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voaafrica.com. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.